From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama opens nuclear security summit in Washington. Mr. Obama told the gathered leaders that the world is imperiled by North Korea's nuclear weapons development and the possibility that the Islamic State militant group could set off radioactive bombs. Delegations from 50 countries are attending the summit. Before the opening, Mr. Obama met with South Korean President Park Geun-hye and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe at a White House to discuss North Korea's nuclear and missile tests. President Obama:
"We are united in our efforts to deter and defend against North Korean provocations. We recognize that our security is linked, that we have to work together to meet this challenge."
The three leaders urged the international community to vigilantly enforce tougher UN sanctions against North Korea. North Korea was also at the top of the agenda when Mr. Obama met later with Chinese President Xi Jinping. Belgium's federal prosecutor says the main suspect in last November's terrorist attacks in Paris can be extradited to France. Authorities from the two countries will decide jointly how to proceed with the extradition of Salah Abdeslam. A car bomb attack Thursday in Turkey left 6 police officers dead and at least 23 other people wounded. The blast took place in the Kurdish-majority city of Diyarbakir Thursday. A spokeswoman for the presidential campaign of businessman Donald Trump told a CNN interviewer Thursday that the candidate misspoke when he suggested some form of punishment for women who have abortions. Trump's challengers for the Republican presidential nomination, Ohio Governor John Kasich, and Texas Senator Ted Cruz have criticized the remarks. This is VOA News. The United Nations Human Rights Commission described new allegations of sexual abuse against UN and French soldiers Thursday as sickening. Zayd Raad Al Hussein said the matter would be fully investigated. AIDS-Free World, a U.S.-based nonprofit group that tracks peacekeeper sex abuse cases, said 3 girls told a U.N. human rights official that a French military commander had them, along with a 4th girl, stripped and forced to have sex with a dog while inside a military camp. A U.N. spokesman said Secretary General Ban Ki-moon was shocked to the core when he heard about the latest allegations. The International Criminal Tribunal for the former Yugoslavia acquitted Serbian ultranationalist leader Vojislav Šešelj on Thursday of all 9 counts of war crimes and crimes against humanity brought against him in connection with the Balkan Wars of the 1990s. The court then set Šešelj free.
Pour la majorité, le projet de la Grande Serbie.
In a 2-1 ruling, the presiding judge said Serbian plans to create a greater Serbia by uniting lands they considered Serb territory in Croatia and Bosnia were a political goal and not a criminal plan, as prosecutors alleged. The party of Myanmar democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi Thursday submitted a proposal in parliament that would make her an official state advisor. That's a move that would allow her to play a dominant role in running the country. The bill would allow her to control and conduct the activities of all the ministries. She already holds down 4 posts in Myanmar's cabinet. The measure is expected to easily pass the legislature. Amnesty International is accusing Qatar of using forced labor to build venues for the 2022 World Cup. In a report released Thursday, the London-based organization said it interviewed 132 construction workers at the Khalifa International Stadium, one of the several being built to host the games. The workers, all migrants, reported abuse. The rights group blasted FIFA for what it called its indifference to the abuses. FIFA said it was fully aware of risks facing construction workers, but stressed it believes Qatar is taking steps to improve worker conditions. U.S. military officials have informed Congress that they plan to transfer about a dozen inmates from the Guantanamo Bay detention facility in Cuba. The officials, who spoke to news outlets on condition of anonymity, say at least 2 countries have agreed to accept the detainees. The first of the transfers could take place in the next few days, with the rest occurring during the coming weeks. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.